Thank you. And good luck with that little chihuahua that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Next case, please.
Our final case this evening is case number 12072. Anthony W. Bailey is seeking a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance from the maximum square footage for a garage studio apartment for an existing structure. Under sections 115-4, 115-23, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Pine Haven Drive, approximately 900 feet east of the intersection of Pine Haven Drive and Deep Branch Road. The 911 address is 22606 Pine Haven Drive, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 8, Parcel 28. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a special use exception for a garage studio apartment for an existing structure, a pole building that's been converted to a residence for a property caretaker. The owner has submitted for building permit, which is currently under review by building code, and a septic permit has been approved. In addition, the applicant is seeking a variance from the maximum square footage for a garage studio apartment. The maximum square footage by code is 800 square feet, and the applicant is requesting a variance of 236 feet to allow for a 1,036 square foot apartment. We did receive two letters of opposition. We did not receive any letters of support, and we received one mail return. We did receive a letter of opposition from James and Teresa Rogers of 22457 Deep Branch Road, Georgetown. They write to express their concern regarding the special use exception for the garage studio apartment. Their concern is the additional traffic and noise this will create. Mr. Bailey owns another parcel on Pine Haven Drive, which is tenant occupied. The tenant is currently running two businesses out of the home, which creates a continuous flow of traffic on a daily basis. Their concern is that the garage apartment will create additional traffic traveling on the private drive. The private drive, which is gravel and located directly to the left of their property, creates dust and flows directly into their pool. Also, their concern is the speed in which traffic travels entering and exiting the property, and would like to ask the vehicles entering and exiting have respect for other people's property and keep their speed at a minimum for safety and minimal dust creation. We received an additional letter from Joe and Marianne Rocco at 22476 Deep Branch Road. They write to express their concern regarding the special use exception for the garage studio apartment. Their concern is a safety issue since the garage studio apartment would create additional traffic on an already heavily used private single lane road. There is already a tenant residing on Mr. Bailey's other parcel, currently running two businesses from that location, and they're inconsiderate with the number of vehicles entering and exiting on that single lane driveway. In addition, they speed entering and exiting the property, which creates a lot of noise and dust since it is a gravel driveway. Please take our concerns into consideration when reviewing this application. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Did
you get it all?
Yeah.
Sir, do you have copies of your responses and the criteria, or do you need a copy?
I don't have it, no.
She had to take a breath.
Yeah, I was sighing quite heavily there.
When you're finished, may I have these baskets? I believe I have an actual printed copy. Mm-hmm. And you need that one, and you'll need this one. One is for the variance, one is for the special use exception. And that's the response to these five questions.
Okay. Come up here, sir. I need to swear to you. That's okay. Good evening. State your name and address for the record. Mr. Bailey, can you come back up here?
I'm sorry.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Should I address the letters first?
The letters?
The letters about the traffic.
The letters of opposition that we received.
Oh, the letters of opposition. Sure. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We do have a crush and run driveway, Pine Haven Drive, and there's three of us that maintained the driveway. As far as additional traffic, that's absolutely incorrect, because the farm manager that I have is living in the trailer that we have on the property as a farmhand. And we had built a, so just with that alone, there is no additional traffic. There's no more people going to be living there. What we did was build a an agricultural building, which we got a permit for. We were going to process alpaca fiber, which is what we were raising alpacas there, but that has ceased, as the market in alpaca fiber is just gone. And we had great difficulty in selling the alpacas, so we eventually rehomed them, in other words, gave them away to two other alpaca farms in the area. When we built the ag building, as I said, was to process the fiber. Since that wasn't going to take place, we decided to convert it to a residence. And it wound up being 1,200 square feet, whereas the trailer that the farmhand is living in now is only 490 square feet. The trailer has fallen into disrepair, and what I want to do is to demolish the trailer and do the right thing by getting a permit, which I didn't realize that I needed when we converted from the ag building to the residential. And but as far as any traffic is concerned, the number of people that live on the property is still only going to be two. So that's, the other thing is when the trailer was used by the farmhand or the farm manager, the septic system was upgraded to accommodate the extra bedrooms. And that's all I have.
When did you make this application? It says here, October 17th of 2017, and the hearing date was supposed to be December 18th of 17.
We had some back and forth about whether or not this case should come before you, because the property was being used as an alpaca farm, which is an agriculture use. It's greater than 10 acres, which would allow for an additional house for a farmhand. However, because the property is no longer being farmed, it was determined that Mr. Bailey should come before you for the special use exception for the garage studio apartment.
Who made that decision?
That was, I believe, a decision of the director.
And there have been some back and forth on that, Ms. McGee. It had not been, and I understand they had been in contact with Mr. Bailey about this, because the alpaca farm was in operation and it wasn't, and I think trying to determine if it was an active farm, in which case this wouldn't be an application that would be needed, but because it's no longer an active farm, the application was needed, so.
I thought that additional residential quarters, if you will, on a farm were not to be such permanent but more mobile home type structures for that very purpose.
Well, and I think that may be the other
so for this
reason for the special use exception.
Right, but for this to be approved, it's not a mobile home. And so I'm not sure why it would have been approved.
Well, it's no longer a farm either.
But what I'm saying is that in the past we've approved mobile homes for additional living quarters on a farm, and I think the primary understanding is that a mobile home can be removed. This is the first time I've ever heard that a more permanent structure would be used for farm help.
But it's not a farm.
I understand that it's not a farm now, but at the time they were questioning, and the director made the decision it was a permanent structure. It was not a mobile home.
Well, there was also a question at that time about the existing mobile home on the property. There were other issues that were being addressed by the director and the staff at that time, Mr. Mills.
So this was never approved for living quarters by the director?
She did not approve the, and it was, as Mr. Sharp explained, it was kind of some back and forth about does it need, does it not.
Trying to figure out
exactly what should happen.
And trying to get information from the applicant.
And I don't know that we've approved anything larger than 800 square feet yet, have we?
Yeah.
There was one recently.
We've done a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is.
Remember, the development thing upstairs had the steps coming down, where they made it almost 1,100 feet.
That's right.
Older gentleman did.
Yeah, we did one recently, I think, with a porch, screen porch.
Yeah, one in Georgetown, yeah.
So it was well outside of Milford.
I know.
We have had them, but they aren't.
Rare.
Yeah.
You're done farming, is that what you're saying? You're not going to ever do it again? It'll never be a working farm?
Well, it might.
It's not going to be an alpaca farm.
No.
It's getting long answer that.
As far as making money on alpacas, no. The kids, cameras, and alpacas, pure magic. I mean, they're such a gentle animal. And but doesn't pay the rent.
But right now, if you don't know.
Sorry?
I said, but right now.
No.
Okay.
So you own those fields, though. Is that being farmed? Fields on the parcel? Is a farmer farming those?
Yes, I own the, there's roughly 20 acres on this side. This is where the alpaca farm was. I also bought this property in 2012.
So are those fields that are on this parcel in question being tilled? Are they being farmed?
No.
No, they're just growing grass.
Yeah, but it is being tended. This is being tended. This is due to be probably plowed over again.
Well, you got to answer my question. You're not answering my question.
I'm sorry.
Is a farmer going to farm those fields?
I don't know. This is Doug Katz, and he is right now a tenant on this farm here. Whether or not he intends to farm in the future, I don't know.
Because then it would be a farm again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see you lose the farm exemption if you don't have to. And if you're going to be farming those fields and cultivating them, then you're still a working farm, even though you don't have alpacas.
May I speak?
Have you been? Please. You've been sworn in? Yeah.
Yeah, he's been sworn in.
So Mr. Bailey's in his mid-70s, and he has a farmhand on one side who lives in the residence and tends to all his grounds. I'm not sure exactly. I'm a friend of Mr. Bailey's and have been for years. He bought the neighboring property years ago at sheriff's sale, and I'm actually going to settlement on that property within the next 30 days. I don't know what his future plans are once he gets a little bit older and decides that he doesn't want to live on that property, whether I purchase it from him or not. My intent is to put cattle on my side. I don't know if that.
And your side is the side that's not in yellow.
Correct. And you know the. So I don't know if you have a real clear picture. But here's the residence, the main residence right here, and this is six horse stables. This is another bunch of horse stables, and the you can barely see the mobile home roof, and then that's the other ag building behind that. So I mean. It is all farmable, but who knows what's going to happen in the course of the next, 10 years.
And there's no horses on the property at this time?
No, not at the moment.
But you're going to put cattle on that 29 acres?
No, 19.
Correct.
19, sorry. Can't see that far
parcel away. 28. 0.3.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
All right.
So that would be a determining factor to me, is if you're going to farm those parcels.
So we've been, you know, the other property right directly behind mine just recently sold. I think that was, it used to have a house across the street, which is Springfield Road. I don't know if you're familiar with the area across the street, and the house was annexed off. So we were talking to him about, we can't get anybody back there with farm equipment, because this is the road. This lady right here is one of the ones that wrote an oppositional letter. This is an easement I don't know if you call it an easement, but this right here is our road to get this, him in, Tony in, and me in. We can't get any farm equipment back there. So this, he's a state police officer, just purchased this, and he's putting horses back here. So we've been talking to him about me clearing this part out right here so that we can get somebody in, you know.
To maintain
it. To possibly put crop on it, whether we release it or we just have him farm it for us.
One of the things that we were going to do when we had the alpacas was to farm the east side property here and grow alfalfa, so that we could feed the alpacas with homegrown alfalfa. And to buy alfalfa is very expensive, you know. I mean, the alpacas have got expensive taste.
So needless to say, the alpaca venture with, you know, $60,000 or $70,000 invested into it, crashed when the market crashed. And they, all they were doing was eating. Mm-hmm. And we had, you know, sheared the fiber off of them and had plans to, you know, process it, but I don't know if you know about the process about it's rigorous, and then we couldn't even sell it uncleaned. So it was a cash cow. It was bleeding the bank. So he actually donated them to some surrounding farms and another, I think maybe even a farm out of the area as well.
There's one in Smyrna and there's one local here in Georgetown.
Mm-hmm. About like an emu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the same thing.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of those either. Not now.
So there is a possibility.
Oh, absolutely. The east side farm there has got more land that's been cleared to grow alfalfa. But it might not be a bad idea to even do that.
I think just so that we're not continuing to go down this path, the issue that we have before us is that currently it is not being used as a farm. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at that building that's there, and the applicant has asked for the ability to use that for a garage studio apartment. And because it's a little bigger than it's allowed, he's asked for a variance for that. So I think that's really what we should be focusing on, rather than speculation as to what it may or may not be used for in the future, even though that it's kind of insightful and interesting.
Sure, but still.
I think that's really the issue before us.
Mr. Sharp, I asked a question on that. If he turns that back into a farm, what that makes that building then?
Same.
The special use doesn't change, because it's still a special use exception for that property. He wouldn't lose it. If you were to approve it, he would not lose the right to continue using it that way.
He wouldn't have to use it for farm hands.
The issue is whether he needed to come to us to begin with, because was it a farm, wasn't a farm? That was the issue that we were dealing with before. But now that we know that it's not being used as a farm, the issue is that building, can he get a special use exception and a variance for it?
For that.
Yeah. Then he can go back to it. He won't have to come. Yeah.
He needs both the special use exception and the variance.
And the variance, right. Yeah. I knew that. I'll just question, but if we went back to farming, would that building still be?
He can continue using it as a garage studio apartment.
Okay. Or for anyone.
Now, can he put he can't put another trailer in there, right?
Well, that if.
For a hard hand or somebody to work on there?
I'd have to think about that one, Mr. And I'd rather not give an opinion on something that's a...
Yeah, I just didn't know if that could go back to that.
Well, the existing trailer that's on there
is going to have to be demolished.
Yes, sir. Is it that bad shape?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking.
I have no problem.
Floors are bottom of the hole.
Yeah.
White rock and top going on.
Maybe I need to find it in here, but I'll look here.
Is it under your folder? All right.
All right.
I don't have any other questions.
If there's no other questions? Is there anyone here who's in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. Mr., do you have another question?
I did have just a couple of brief
ones. Okay.
I presume you're going to have a dedicated parking space for the person or persons who reside in that apartment. There's a parking area for them to park. Okay. And you would. We have it here that the variance would be 236 square feet because the apartment would be 1,036 square feet. But I believe your testimony was that it would be 1,200 square feet. I just want to make sure we've got the numbers right.
The outside dimensions of the old building that we put up was 30 by 4. We added 8 inches of insulation in the walls.
Is the entire thing going to be used as the apartment, or is there? Okay. All right. So we probably ought to have a variance there of 400 square feet, I would think, Mrs. Walls, is just to cover it.
Yeah, I used the 12, 8 and 4. Yep, right.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure we had the numbers correct there.
Oh, yeah.
And the building is up, correct?
Yeah.
And is it currently being used as an apartment? Okay. Have there been complaints other than maybe the letters we have in the record from any of the neighbors about that?
Only the dust from the, like I say, the number of people that is not going to increase. It's going to
say the same.
That's the same thing.
And you wouldn't have an opposition if the board were to impose a condition that the trailer had to be removed?
I would probably enjoy it.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Now, Chair.
Part of it, though, right. He was removing the trailer.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you all could make that a condition, too, if you wish to. So.
Just to make sure it's done.
Can you make a point there? Move the trailer? I don't think so. It's going to be demolished. There's no way you're going to get it out of there.
Right.
It's the place that it's been there since 96, and the place is overgrown and
all righty.
It just wouldn't happen.
All right, well, Chair will then entertain a motion on case 12,072.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for case 12,072. That we grant the special use exception because it will not adversely affect the neighbors. And I also include in this motion that we grant the variance for 400 additional feet of space in the pole building as residents.
Okay.
Uniqueness of property is it's already there and it's already being used for residents. They were put into this position by the collapse of the alpaca market, and which wasn't their fault. And it will not impact, once again, will not impact the neighbors or the neighborhood. And to achieve their needs, it's a minimal variance request.
Thank you. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Workman. That we approve case number 12,072. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,072 is approved. And that's for the additional 400 square feet to bring up to the 1,200. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. If there's nothing else?
Yellow sheets.